But on the line now, I have Fionn Scotscheck from the Blue Cross. Good afternoon, Fionn. How are you?
I'm not so bad, thanks.
Time flies quickly, doesn't it? You haven't been back at the park.
I can't believe we're talking about it again.
So quick, it just seems to go. And you'll find out as you get older, it'll go even quicker.
That's nothing we can do.
Yeah. Okay, now it's gone in about four or five parks, but in St. Anne's, tell us what it is and what's going to be happening on the day.
Sure. As I said, we have four Bark in the Parks this summer, and the first one kicks off this Sunday in St. Anne's Park in Raheny. It's a sponsored dog walk. So we go for a walk. It's about 4 kilometres long, so it's nothing too strenuous. And so once we've that done, we have a raffle. There's goodie bags sponsored by Maxi Zoo, and we have prizes for the dog with the best bark, the happiest smile, the shiniest coat, and the waggiest tail. So it's a great fun day out for all the family of two legs and four legs.
Okay. And is there a registration that people have to do, or is it too late for that?
Well, we send out sponsorship cards, but there's no postal delivery, so people can still take part. If they just turn up on the day, they can make a donation of their choice. Mm-hmm. and join in. So Barkoff is at 3 o'clock, but they need to get there between 2 and half 2 just to register, to buy raffle tickets and admire all the other doggies.
Okay. And is it, it's called a walk. Is it going to be on the long walk? Is there a route they will take?
I'll be there early in the morning on Sunday, and I'll mark a route with paw printed posters, so people won't get lost. It's down. We start inside the Sybil Hill Road entrance beside St Paul's College, and we just go straight down the middle. You know, the main road in the middle, and then we take a left through kind of a wooded area, a nice parky bit, and past the tennis courts and the doggy park, and then we swing back around to the Sybil Hill Road entrance.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's the same at all parks, but St Anne's, no matter what time you go down or what part of the day you go down, there's always plenty of people there with dogs, so you'll probably have some itinerants dogs
well,
going in
the
there.
The more the merrier. They're welcome to join in as we go.
And there's no restriction on any type of dog either, is there?
No, well, all dogs would have to be kept on a lead. That's the law anyway, but mm-hmm. especially for an event like this, we wouldn't want to get into trouble with the Parks Department. Mm-hmm. So all dogs would need to be on a lead, and any restricted breeds, they need to be muzzled at all times, but that's the law anyway. So people with those kind of dogs, they'll know that they have to do that. So we don't restrict anybody from coming, though.
Okay. Well, a lot of people have gotten dogs, obviously, it could be Berties or whatever, but a lot of times around Christmas. So with the Blue Cross, just to ask you about the Blue Cross, obviously, a dog is for life, and it should be when people take them, but some people sort of do it too quickly and get them and then sort of regret it afterwards. Is there a lot of that going on and people bringing them back?
Well, I suppose we're always advocating responsible pet ownership. Mm-hmm. So we do see an increase after Christmas. People will come to us for the low-cost veterinary services. You do see a lot of that in say, January and February for people who have got a dog for Christmas. So we do see the positive side where people, you know, they want to look after their pet. They're trying their best. They might not be able to afford the vet fee, so they come to us for help. So we do, you know, I like to focus that we see the positive side of it. We don't do the rehoming, so it is just a low-cost veterinary.
Mm-hmm. And as regards the outreach, is that still going around? I remember the van used to be up here in the UCI. Is that still going around?
We do. We still have our mobile clinics. We have, they're in 10 locations in Dublin every week. And people just queue by the side of the road. That you could have 40 or 50 people a night at each one, which, you know, that could be 500 people a week. So mm-hmm. we're kept very busy. The nearest one to St. Anne's would be Dunnycarney, and that's on a Friday. Mm-hmm. That's on Collins Avenue East, outside Skullcaron there. So, yeah, that's one of our busy ones too. So we have the 10 mobile clinics and our small animal clinic in Inchicore for the more serious stuff.
Okay. And I suppose people, even if you go to St. Anne's, I mean, you have the series that are coming up, I think, here in Rathfarnham, Talla, and also the Phoenix Park. People can attend them all, but they placed it a bit late for this one, but they can register for the other ones if they feel like it.
Yeah, people can register. The next one then after St. Anne's is Marley Park, and that's on Sunday the 14th of June. And then we have Tymon Park in Talla on Sunday the 12th of July. And then it's the Phoenix Park on Sunday the 30th of August. So people can register for sponsorship cards for those ones. But as we said, people are more than welcome to come along and take part in St. Anne's on Sunday. They just, instead of a sponsorship card, people can just make a donation of their choice on the day. And all the details are on barkinthepark.ie.
Okay. And also barkinthepark.ie, but if people want to look all the services of the Blue Cross, you can just look at bluecross.ie as well.
Exactly. That's everything that we do is listed on there.
Okay. Any more information you want to get out there, Fionn?
No, just to like to invite all dog lovers to come along on Sunday. We're expecting a big crowd. The weather forecast is good. We'll probably have 200 or 250 people and their doggies, so it'll be organised chaos with me on the megaphone.
Mm-hmm.
But the more the merrier, so all dog lovers welcome. So yeah. Sibley Hill Road entrance,
yeah,
before 2:30.
I think you can thank Gary Graham from Bloom and in the Phoenix Park. Next, we're starting next Thursday, I think it is, and I think he lights a lot of candles coming up to the event. So the weather's starting to go a bit early for him, I think.
Well, one of his candles might have worked for us. I'll send him a thank you card.
Okay, thanks very much, Fionn. Pleasure talking to you as always.
Likewise, thanks, though.
And I'll give out those details in the course of the program. Thank you very much.
Thanks, all the best.
Bye.
And
that's Fionn Scottscheck from the Blue Cross. And again, you can look up Blue Cross or barkinthepark.ie, or you can look up, if you want all information, bluecross.ie, on all the services, as I said, they have the outreach van going around all the areas.